If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The CDC now reporting this winter's wave of norovirus infections has reached levels that are more than double last season's peak. Let's check in with infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty, professor at Florida International University. Dr. Marty, good morning. The norovirus seems to be running rampant now. What's the latest?
Well, I think one of the things people need to understand is, like many viruses, there are many subtypes of these viruses. And there's a new subtype of norovirus, which is predominant and is causing this increase that we're seeing, not just here in the United States, but all over Europe. And of course, many of the cruise ship lines have had it. So this this new one is called it's G 2.17, which means it's genogroup 2, genotype 17. And as I said, it's new, so most people do not have immunity to it. If you want to know, there's 10 different genogroups of norovirus and over 49 different genotypes, and this one is brand new. And it's easily transmitted. And unlike what it says in the Illinois Department of State, which I find fascinating, it is not just a human-to-human transmitted virus. It's also a virus that can be found in swine, in other words, pigs. It can be found in cattle, and it's the exact same norovirus. So it is a zoonotic disease.
Mm-hmm. And it's highly contagious, isn't it?
It is, and it's also very hard to get rid of because it's what we call a naked virus. It's a naked virus because it doesn't have an envelope. The envelope that many viruses have, like the SARS-2 virus, help a virus survive once it's inside our body because it hides from the immune system because that envelope is made from host tissue, right? But mm-hmm. if you don't have an envelope, then you survive better on the outside. So think about that. With SARS-CoV-2, we were easily able to clean it away because it had an envelope. We could use soap and water. But if you don't have an envelope, then that soap and water doesn't work as well. It's harder to clean off. And this norovirus is very hard to clean. And that's one of the reasons that the Center for Disease Control for decades now has had special programs that all cruise ships have to follow to reduce the risk of the spread of norovirus because it's just so hard to get out of the system.
And as far as avoiding it, it's the same precautions we were taking during the pandemic, right?
Well, it's not aerosolized. That's sort of a good thing. You know, it is sort of hand to mouth. We consider it a fecal orally transmitted virus, right? In other words, it comes out of somebody's derriere and they didn't wash their hands properly. They touch things and then there it is in whatever you and I wind up touching. And that might be the sandwich they make for us. So it's kind of gross. So you have to bear in mind, hygiene is super, super important, particularly going in and out of bathrooms. Real strict hygiene with that is one of the best things that you can do to decrease the risk. Because even though it is hard to clean, it's not impossible to clean. You just have to make sure you don't do a cursory rinse of your hands. You really mm-hmm. have to do the old-fashioned hard scrub.
Right. It's the leading cause of foodborne illness, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's a contamination of the food by dirty hands, right?
Got it.
Yeah.
Let's talk before we let you go about COVID for a second. I was reading this article, Things We Know and Still Don't Know About COVID 5 years after it appeared. And I guess this is what is still stumping experts like you. What causes long COVID and how do you get rid of it? I know you're studying this. What do we know about this now?
Right. Well, I mean, it's complex, Bob, because there's never one answer to why somebody, a particular individual, has long COVID, because it's always an interaction between the particular strain and that particular person's immune system. And when I say that, it's not just the immune system they were born with, but the immune system they have at the time that they're exposed to that particular strain. Because our immune system changes depending on what it's seen before, right? So, you know, you may or may not be prepared for that strain. And one of the big problems we're having right now is very low rate of people who have taken the vaccine that came out this fall, which is the best shot at, against the particular recombinant strain that's going around right now. And one of the reasons that we're seeing such high rates.
Dr. Eileen Marty, by the way, congratulations. Our secret word today was derriere, so you said it, and we'll send you a WGN Radio T-shirt. Congratulations, Dr. Marty.
Oh, I've always wanted one of those. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Haley, be sure and get one out to the doctor. Talk to you again next week. Thanks.